I've got Tom in Massachusetts. Are you there, Tom?
Yes, Alan. How are you today?
Not so bad.
That's good. I just had a couple of questions for you, if I may. I was listening to one of your broadcasts quite a while that was presented quite a while ago, back in July, I believe, of 07. And in it, you had mentioned the existence of evil.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just wondering, do you consider this an actual existing entity or a force that's, that has its own power behind it, as opposed to something that's just directed at someone in the form of an evil action by one person to another?
That's a difficult one, because it's like the end of Exorcist 3, the movie. It's quite a good movie for as far as thrillers go and horrors go. You find that the chief character, George C. Scott, who's a hardened detective, is facing supposedly the devil incarnate. And the devil says to him, "Have I helped your disbelief?" And he says, "Oh, yeah." And he goes in a tirade. He says, "I believe in all the filthy, rotten things that people can do and how they slaughter each other and kill and torture each other." He says, "Yeah, I believe in you." So it's very easy to believe in evil in this world because we see so much of it. It's finding the good that's a problem. Can people actually be evil? Absolutely. There's no doubt. Can you have mass evil? Well, when you see an army going in to slaughter people, which they do, in all wars, people go in and they have killing zones, and anything that moves, walks, or crawls is killed. And it's your boys and everybody else's boys from all countries that do it, all down through the ages, and they're just taken over. It's like the Rwandan massacre, where thousands of the Hutus went on the rampage with machetes, and for a week and a half you heard nothing but the slicing of human flesh as they slaughtered like an army of ants, mass possession. There's no doubt that there's evil exists, and it can, and whatever it is, it can certainly take over vast quantities of people. And when you're on stage two with some of the top bands that have been in the past, you can see the power that you can have, and even in music, and it can be scary at times when the screaming starts, like a chorus, and especially with the women, they go into it first, and it's like something takes them all over in a form of hysteria, and that could so easily be tipped one way or the other into a rampage. So you see the same thing that happened in Rwanda, simply on another level in the West, at a music festival. So there's something that can take people over. Is it simply archetypal, the primitive man or woman that still exists within our psyche? That's up for grabs. But have I seen evil? I've seen it. Have I witnessed it in people? Absolutely. Did it make the hair stand on the back of my head? Yes, it did. So people can come to their own conclusions on that right now.
Yeah, because the reason why I asked is it seems as if evil, particularly as manifested by the elite of the world, has been manifested for thousands of years,
mm-hmm.
and it doesn't seem as if good predominates at all. It's more or less a losing battle because evil holds sway, and it's almost as if this force of evil is directing this work towards the eventual culmination of the establishment of the New World Order in its completeness.
What I found, which was interesting along that line, is what's called today the New Age philosophy of relativity. And there was a documentary about a party in Hollywood with the top sci-fi and horror writers, all the well-known names. And the question put to each one in turn of these producers and writers and authors was, do you believe in good and evil? And every one of them gave the Kabbalistic answer. Every single one, exactly the same. They tried to describe it like a line or a balance, and that the good and evil was all the same force. It just depends on human perceptions or judgments on the outcome, whether someone benefited or didn't. So in other words, to them, there's no good or evil. And you're quite right. They are at the top from a psychopath's point of view. It's good if it benefits them, regardless of how they got to that stage of benefiting. If it took wars to do it, slaughter, introducing plagues in countries, whatever it took to get that land, the diamonds, that gold, whatever it was they're after, the end justifies the means, and they sleep without sleeping pills at night. They sleep very well. They have no conscience. So if there's the epitome of evil, it definitely resides within the psychopathic elite. You're quite right.